Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is your co-host, Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us this evening. Tonight, we'll take a look ahead to the weekend's opening matches for the Rochester Rhinos and the Western New York Flash, and get you caught up in all the latest news in the world of soccer, and, of course, our commentary as we tell it like it is every week. As we tell it like it is, the one who certainly does that is our host, Joe Sirianni.
Jeez, you make me to be a villain.
No, you're not a villain.
No, we just call a spade, and that's the way it goes. But anyway, Andrew, beautiful day. You know, summer is here, spring fever, the trees are in bloom, and we had the opportunity to go watch the Flash play at the Selim Stadium. I keep on wanting to say Frontier Stadium. I don't know why. But anyway, Marina Auto Stadium, yeah. But anyway, Selim Stadium is beautiful. And it was adorned by beautiful people, and you know, the Cobra, the Flash played the Cobras under 18 team, and let me tell you, they did very well against the boys that were eager. You know, I think that they were a little bit hesitant in going into sliding tackles and the kind of tackle in the beginning, but as the game progressed, the girls, they just give them. They gave them a little bit of hard time because they were the one that were pushing. They were the one that they were sliding, tackling. So I was impressed.
Well, I think it's according to, after speaking with Renee Meyer of the Flash, and a couple other people from upstairs in the box, the largest crowd they had last year was about 300. I think there was more than that at the stadium on Saturday. So we ended up in a 1-1 tie, and I think it was a great performance by the Flash. And, of course, they're missing their three top players on offense. Christine Sinclair and Alex Morgan were held out of the game, and Amarta is not here yet. We'll find out if she is here from our Flash guest tonight, Gina Lewandowski. We'll have her on later in the show. And Ashlyn Harris, the starting keeper, was also not playing, but the backup keeper did a great job. And there's some very impressive talent on the field. I think the Flash are going to be very tough to beat.
Let me tell you, the number seven, now I know who she is.
McCall Zerboni.
What a nice name, Zerboni. I would like to think she's Italian. So, hey.
She's blonde, but maybe she's from Northern Italy.
Yeah, Northern Italy, but we call her Italian. She was terrific. You know, she had speed, she had ball control, she was hustling. She talks people on. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I tell you the truth. I was really impressed. The game was going very well, and you know, the score did not indicate. You know, was not really, an indication of how the game should have went. But 1-1. The score was 1-1 with the Flash scoring first. And then, you know, the Buccaneers,
the Cobras,
they came back and they scored a goal. And then number seven for the Cobra, he was pretty good.
Yeah,
I like the way he was playing. I don't know his name.
We didn't get his name either, but he in the first half he had a completely open goal and he hit the post. But he literally was 5 yards in front of the goal and he hit the post. But then he scored a nice goal in the second half. So I felt good that he got a chance to redeem himself. But the Flash had some trouble with his speed. But I mean, I don't think they're going to find anybody out there in the WPS that has that kind of speed as some of the boys in the Cobras under 18. And my player of the game was Allie Riley. But what a talent she is! She can really move out on the flank. She plays in the back on the left side, and she got up and down the side and was really taking people on. She got back on defense, chasing down some of the boy players to tackle the ball away. And she had a tremendous player.
The other one that impressed me was the Danish international, the blonde.
The Swedish Carolyn Sager.
Oh, man, she was good, too. I mean, she had bulk. She's a midfielder, and she played very, very well. She's the director. She played with her head up. And, you know, she's an international player. So, overall, I tell you, I think that based upon what I heard in the stand and the enthusiasm that, you know, of those 300-plus people that were there, you know, that and the hot dogs were terrific, too. So, we got to thank Mr. Stellan for the hot dogs. I happened to be one of the first guys there. So, I got a hot dog and I got a bottle of water. Hey. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people were there. And, you know, the hot dogs were pretty good. And everything went well.
I tell you, Joe, I know you would never turn down a free
hot dog. You know, there wasn't that my scope of going there early. I went there. The reason why I went early because I thought you were going to be there early, and I thought that maybe we'd get the chance to interview some of the girls before the game, you know. But and actually,
I got there ready to kick off.
I went there to just get a better look at the girls.
Well, we got to meet them in person, though, a couple weeks ago.
I know, but there was, you know, there was the first time. This time it was a relaxed atmosphere in my home ground, you know. And so, but I was impressed.
Well, the Flash ended up tying their last preseason game, and so did the Rhinos. They tied 0-0 down in Harrisburg. Former Rhino Chase Harrison had the shutout for the Islanders. Game was played on a pretty waterlogged pitch, so really I don't think it was a good test for either team. It's tough to play in that kind of condition, but it was pretty much the starters for the Rhinos. It was Kitson in goal. Connor Tobin, one of the new players, was in the back with Tyler Bellamy and Troy Roberts. And Quavis Kirk, we had on last week, was on the side as well. Kenny Versailles was on the one flank of midfield. Tyler Roseland, who's going to be our guest tonight, was on the other flank. Middle of the midfield was Montel Gavon and Tony Donatelli. And up top was Kendall Jagdeosingh and Anthony Hamilton. So I think that's going to be
the starting lineup,
at least for one of the two games this weekend, because the Rhinos play Friday in Richmond and Saturday in Wilmington. So I think we're going to see two different lineups in there for those two matches. So it's going to be interesting what Bob Lilley does. But we want to let everybody know that right around the corner, of course, is the Rhinos home opener. Before that, though, it's the Rhinos kickoff dinner, which we have every year at the Italian American Sport Club. And joining us now on the show is the person who puts that together, our good friend Bernie Iacovangelo of Faber Homes. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Faber Homes. Call them at 359-4800 to get your dream house. Bernie, thanks for being with us.
Good evening. How are you doing?
We're doing fine, Bernie, and thanks for being part of our show, not only to be on the air with us, but also to be a supporter of our show with your money, actually. So thank you very much. If it wasn't for guys like you, I don't think we would be able to have this show on the air. But anyway, Bernie, you know, there is so much excitement in the air about, you know, the Rhinos, the Ravens, and the Flash. And you for all the time that I've known you, you're one of the biggest supporters of soccer in general. And every year you put up a welcome home dinner for the Rhinos and the Ravens. Tell us about a little bit why you're doing that, and give us a little bit more detail about the event.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show. I got to tell you, the biggest reason why I like to do kickoff dinners for the local professional teams in soccer is because we want to heighten the awareness. We want to look at this is sports. You know, when you're playing at home, when you're at home, it's all about the fans, what the fans bring to the table for you. And any place you go, they'll always tell you they want to have their home crowd there, you know, applauding them, cheering them on, and sometimes even give them the additional type of spirit that takes them over the finish line so that they have a successful game. For me, I think that the quality of life in this community is improved when we have successful professional franchise teams. So the Rhinos have been around a long time. They do a fantastic job. The Ravens, you know, they've been around, and they're doing a great job. Now we've got the Flash coming in. We've got to be able to promote these people. Let the fans know they're coming to town. They're ready to get started. Come get to know them. Come shake hands with them. Get their autographs. Find out a little bit about them. Welcome them to our community. You know, this year, for example, the Rhinos kickoff dinner is going to be on Wednesday, April 27th. Now, the door is open at 5:45, and the door is open at 5:45, and then we have, you know, appetizers start around 6 o'clock, dinner served at 7. But we tell everybody, come out early. Get there. Shake hands with the players. Get your pictures taken with them. Get them to sign autographs. Especially, you know, you guys were talking. You got returning players like Troy Rhodes, Isaac Kitsy. You got Alfonso Montegalvan. But then you got new players. You got tremendous new players like Tony Donatelli in midfield. You got Kendall Jigby-Onsing playing forward. You got defenders like Quavis Kirk. New players like Brad Strasser and Will Traynor. Come on out. Meet them. Shake hands with them. Get them to sign autographs for you. Bring your kids out. Kids want to see professionals so that they can, you know, follow in their footsteps. Let the dream come alive is what I say. So we're having a fantastic evening for the kickoff for the Rochester Rhinos. I think it's a great opportunity. I know you're going to be there. And, you know,
for sure.
You know, many of your friends. So it's going to be at the Italian American Sports Club, 1250 Buffalo Road. And for $20 a person, you have a phenomenal meal, great food. And for $150, you can get a whole table of eight. A lot of teams buy tables of eight. Maybe bring, you know, two tables, okay? So it's $150 for a table of eight, $20 per person. And I got to tell you, a meal to beat the band. You know how the food is at the Italian American Sports Club.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
For people listening who aren't familiar with the lunches they do there, you will not go home hungry. I mean, they have everything with the appetizers. It's got the anchovies and the cheese and tomato salad. And it's unbelievable. And the pasta, homemade sauce, like Mama makes, you know.
That's right.
And then, of course, they got the chicken and the sausage and roasted potatoes and dessert
salad
as well. But
sure.
The best thing is you get to sit with each table is going to have a Rhino player or coach at the table, so that's very
correct.
Important for all the people. They get to meet a particular Rhino. A lot of times what happens when these people sit with the Rhino player, he becomes their favorite player because they get to know him, and that's a great thing, Bernie.
And you do establish a real connection with that player and the team. So it's a tremendous event. It helps to connect the community with the team with the community, and to build real momentum going into this season. Last year, Bob Lilly's first year, they were, you know, the conference champs. This year, they're going all the way. Bob's brought in some great new guys. He's got a great team returning, and he's a fantastic coach. And with Pat Erkley, you know, the president of the organization, I got to tell you, they're going to do a fantastic job. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Well, we're looking forward to not only the season, but we're looking forward to the dinner. Looking forward to meeting all the players to get autograph, and I will ask all the people that are listening to the program and to promulgate the interest that it's in the air right now by soccer, just like you said. Not only the Rhinos, you got the Ravens, now you got the Flash, and you got Marta coming to town. I mean, one of the biggest women in soccer. So I tell you that we're blessed in Rochester.
And Joe, where else are you going to go? What other community has a kickoff dinner where you get to meet the whole team and shake hands with them?
There's only one Bernie.
You know,
and we're thankful for that. But Bernie, give us the detail. Give people the details about how they can get tickets.
Well, they can call my office, calling the number 889-4840, or you can call Jordan Stefan over at the Rhinos, and it's 454 3000, extension 130.
You can also get the flyer for the dinner on the Rhino's website at rhinosoccer.com. They also have it printed out there.
Sure.
Well, Bernie, we appreciate you coming on tonight, and we're certainly going to be there. Joe and I will be doing an extensive podcast. We'll have all our equipment there. We'll get to talk to some of the Rhino players, and we'll get that up on our website, and we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward just to the dinner. It's so good over at the Sport Club, and you can't beat it for $20.
No, there's no way. And get to meet the players, get autographs. Folks, bring your children. They're soccer players. Come on out and meet the Rhinos.
Bernie, the kids, is that a break for the kids?
Oh, no question. You know, so. But, guys, thank you very much for allowing me on your program tonight. It's always a true pleasure talking with the both of you. And I thank all of your listeners for giving me this opportunity to talk a little bit about the Rhinos kickoff dinner.
Well, and we thank you for making this show, you and all the other sponsors that we have, making this show possible. And anybody that wants to buy a home or whatever your interests are, you will not find a better deal, you know, than Faber Home is willing to give you. So I'll call Bernie.
And check the website at faberhomes.com. Bernie, thanks for being with us. We'll see you on the 27th.
Thank you very much. See you then. Take care. Have a great evening. Bye.
Bernie Iacovangelo from Faber Homes, the organizer of the Rochester Rhinos kickoff dinner, Wednesday, April 27th at the Italian American Sport Club. Just $20 a person or a table of eight for $150. Again, call Bernie at 889-4840 or Jordan Steffen at the Rhinos office, 454-3000, extension 130. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll take a look at the international soccer scene and a lot of things to talk about. We'll get to that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, here on your Sports Leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For season tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos' website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Siriani. Coming up, we'll have Rhinos midfielder Tyler Rosenlund and also the newest member of the Western New York Flash, Gina Lewandowski, who played half the match on Saturday against the Greece Cobras under 18. She was in center defense with Canadian international Candace Chapman. She's a great story. We'll talk to her about her career in the Bundesliga. Talk about playing at the top level of women's soccer. It's going to be great to speak to her. But we got some news about, we had a lot of new international news, but we're going to mention a couple things first, though. Talk about what happened in the USL over the weekend, because we had some matches. And Joe, it's going to be Richmond. I tell you, they've already won two times this year. They're going to be tough. Matthew Delicott has scored a couple of goals, a former Rhino. Ryan Hines is playing midfield for Richmond, and they beat Pittsburgh by a score of 2-1 in Richmond on Saturday. So they're going to be tough.
Yeah, and then Charlotte beat Charleston now 1-0. They had the 4,083 people in attendance.
That's a bit of a surprise. Yeah. I think that's the defending champs of the Battery.
Yeah, and then you got Orlando City versus FC New York. They won 3-0, and they had 7,903 people in attendance. So, you know, it looks pretty good.
That's going to be a great market, Orlando. Yeah, I think Steve Donner's going to do a great job. There's a lot of expats from the UK who live in Orlando. It's one of their favorite locations, and it's going to, and of course the Orlando City is the former Austin Aztecs, who have a direct relationship with Stoke City from the Premiership. So, and Stoke City is going to be in the FA Cup semifinals coming up. And of course, Joe, you're such a busy guy. They even call you during the show.
But then we got, you know, the disappointing part was Puerto Rico versus Seville.
Puerto Rico United.
Their drawing was not very well, although they tie 1-1. So
you can count the people on your hands and fingers and toes. And it was unfortunate.
Well, I hope they had more than that.
I don't know, but according to reports, they had 105 people. The Puerto Rican teams, for some reason, are not drawing, and hopefully that will improve it as the season goes on. But it's going to be a good test for the Rhinos against Richmond, and then when Wilmington comes in, they haven't played yet, but the Rhinos will be coming off a game against Richmond, so they're going to be a little bit tired. Now, I watched the WPS game last night. It was Sky Blue against Philadelphia. The Independents came back from two goals down to finish a two-all draw. Amy Rodriguez had a great goal set up by Natasha Kai. Mm-hmm. Beautiful setup, and they had about little under 3,000. The report was over. Our good friend Michael Lewis reported on that game for his website.
And of course, you had Boston. Boston beat Atlanta 4-1, and they had 4,500 people in attendance.
And that's on Atlanta. That's, of course, the Flash will be taking on Boston. Four different goal scorers for the Breakers, so they're going to be a test for the Flash as they go into Harvard this coming Sunday. The game will be on television, 6 p.m. kickoff on Fox Soccer Channel. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the Flash in action on television. I hope everybody gets a chance to watch them. Let's go now over to, let's not actually go over the seas. Yeah, we're going to make our way over there, because news, the big news that came out this week is the owner of practically every sport team in Colorado, Stan Kroenke, he is buying Arsenal outright, which means he's going to own 100% of that franchise, and it's going to be very interesting.
And what does that mean, though?
It means the value of the club is £731 million, which means it's almost $1.25 to $1.33 billion is how much Arsenal's worth. And Kroenke is going to own the club outright, him and his organization, Kroenke Sports Entertainment. So it's big news. He also owns the Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Avalanche, and he also owns the Colorado Rapids. And I think someday we're going to see Arsenal Colorado in the MLS. They're going to rebrand that team to
when you look at the investment that American people are doing in European soccer. You know, it's the same thing with the Boston Group that bought the Roma. You know, so there's a lot of it. But before it used to all be the chic and all the Russian, you know, that were buying teams. Now the Americans are making headway.
You read who has owns a part of Liverpool now, right?
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Exactly.
The best basketball player on the planet. So, and part of the reason for that is that a report came out this week that the television viewership for Premiership matches is up 75%, and even more for the Champions League. The brands of Man U and Chelsea, Barcelona, Real Madrid, they are as big as anything right now.
And don't forget Inter.
Can't forget Inter, of course. But the games that are being shown on Fox Soccer Channel, the Champions League games, they're doing very well. ESPN, they had 500,000 viewers. And, of course, that's comparable, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, to regular season NHL games and college basketball regular season games. And, of course, these games are on 7:30 in the morning. They're on midweek at 2:30 in the afternoon. Fox Soccer Channel's on 40% less homes than most cable channels. This is tremendous for soccer. And it shows that there are people in this country, there are millions and millions of soccer fans. So now it's up to the domestic leagues to attract these fans and get them to the stadiums.
Well, you know, Andrew, soccer is really growing in America. And, you know, the indication is that there is a lot of business people that are aware of the potential of soccer, the potential of owning a team, and just like we were talking about, that they're making big investment in European, in the best team of the world, just buying the best team in the world. And the reality is that within a short period of time, you know, a few years, talking about years, of course, you're going to see the soccer in the United States, especially with the growth of soccer. And if the national team does well in the next World Cup, you're going to see a big growth in soccer, because there's so many people that just when we went Saturday, when we went to watch the Flash, did you see all the little girls that were playing before that, and all the other people, the parents that came with the girls over there? That is an indication of things to come, you know. And I hope that the awareness of the Flash is going to become a little bit more visual in Rochester, because people need to know.
That's right.
And the newspaper, you know, so far they haven't really done anything to promote anything.
Well, I'll tell you, the big match this week, it's tomorrow at 2:30, Fox Soccer Channel, Manchester United host Chelsea. Let's just, for all of you Man U fans out there, just remember about a year ago today, final score, Man U 1, Chelsea 2 at Old Trafford. If that score happens again, Chelsea goes through. It is not over by any stretch of the imagination. The other three ties, they're over. They're done. I mean, Schalke is going to go through. I don't see Milan Inter scoring 4 goals in Schalke. Barcelona is going to go through, and Real is going to go through. Barcelona and Real will play in the semifinals. They play this Sunday in the La Liga at the Bernabeu Stadium. So it's going to be.
So you're saying that Chelsea is going to advance?
Right. I'm not going to say Chelsea's going to advance. I think it will be the most competitive of the four quarterfinals.
Okay, but
the other ones are pretty much decided.
But you just said that
the last time Man U played Chelsea at Old Trafford, Chelsea won 2-1.
And you're saying Barcelona's going to go?
Of course.
And Schalke 4, you think the Schalke 4 is going to go?
They're up 5-2.
What about Tottenham and Real Madrid?
Real Madrid's up 4-0. They're going to go through. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It'll make some for very interesting semifinal matchups. Speaking of semifinals, the FA Cup semifinals are this weekend. Manchester City against Manchester United is on Saturday on Fox Soccer Channel, and then Sunday is Bolton against Stoke City in the other semifinal. Obviously, the winner of the Manchester Derby will be heavy favorites. I also want to mention for all the local fans, MLS fans, the first match at home for the Portland Timbers is this Thursday, 11 p.m. It's going to be on ESPN2. The Timbers host the Chicago Fire. Joe, you've been to that stadium. It's going to be an absolute zoo in Portland.
Yep.
Talk about an atmosphere. We've seen it with the Rhinos. They were drawing 10,000 fans a game in the second division. That game is going to be a complete sellout, and I can't wait. It's going to be a great matchup. And also, on Wednesday, if you're not doing anything on Wednesday, about a three-hour drive up north to Toronto, you get to see a guy by the name of David Beckham. He's going to be playing for the LA Galaxy against Toronto FC. Beckham had his third assist of the season already in Galaxy's 1-1 tie with DC United. Charlie Davies leads the MLS in scoring with four goals already. It's a great story, Joe. Having him
talking about Beckham, he was interviewed and asked about the progress of soccer in the United States and what he thought about it, and he was very, very eloquent in saying that the progress that Real Salt Lake is making, and you know the indication of all the progress of all the team, the competitiveness, you know, it shows that the American soccer is really progressing at a rapid rate, and he's very optimistic that in years to come, just like we were saying, you're going to see the United States. You know, when you look at the United States right now in the FIFA rating, you know, they're higher than Italy. They're higher than many teams.
I don't put a lot of faith in the FIFA rankings. But Real Salt Lake, you got to give them a lot of credit. This is right now the best team in America. And they've lost only three games in their last 40, I believe, something around that figure. And they won in Costa Rica against Saprissa. They lost to Saprissa, but they won the tie by 3-2. So they play Monterrey of Mexico in the championship series for CONCACAF. Whoever wins that goes to the World Club Championship in December. We're hoping to have somebody on for Real this week, but they have the day off. They actually won in New England on Saturday by a 2-0 scoreline. A couple weeks, we're going to have somebody on for Real before their second leg, which is going to be at Rio Tinto. And we're all rooting for Real Salt Lake to have an American team represented in the World Club Championship where they could see a Barcelona or a Real Madrid or a Chelsea or a Manchester United. I mean, that would be unbelievable for U.S. soccer to see in a competitive situation how MLS would do against the top clubs.
Well, the other thing that we want to tell our listener that there is a lot of the English team and a lot of Italian team that's going to be touring during the summer. And you're going to be able, maybe, I think that the Rhinos are working on bringing one of those teams in Rochester.
Caterpillar's working very hard to do that.
So it would be great to go back to the past, because we just, we saw Rome over here, we saw so many great teams, you know, that came and played against the Lancers. And there was
Chelsea played here.
And Chelsea played over here. So there, you know, you're talking about reviving the past, and what an ecstasy will be to see what some of those teams, now that we got a nice stadium, you know, that you know, not that the Aquinas Stadium was beautiful, but you know, they didn't like it too much because we didn't have the Becca Bar called
potato
patch. So
it is smooth at Salem Stadium, that's for sure. But that will do it for the international report. When we come back, we will be joined by Rhinos midfielder, Canadian international Tyler Rosenlund. He'll be up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Hey, what a great idea. Coming to Toronto to see David Beckham.
And we've got the right gear on, thanks to top-notch monogramming.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, Beckham! How much you get paid to miss that kick?
Jimmy.
Beckham! Come to top-notch monogramming. They got hoodies, Marley, Brazil, Italia.
Oh, yeah, spreading the top-notch name.
You know, it's good to have soccer back.
Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsford.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities Season and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck. Season opener 4 p.m. at Salem Stadium Sunday, May 1st. Get free Flash magnet schedules. Marta and the Flash versus Atlanta Beat.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery. 2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Just don't forget to want to stay tuned. You'll hear Gina Lewandowski from the Western New York Flash. She'll be up in our next segment. But, Joe, one of the guys who was one of the key players for the Rhinos last year is back, and we're very happy that he's with us again on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Welcome. Tyler, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You enjoyed the day today. A beautiful day, huh?
Oh yeah, beautiful weather. It was great.
You guys did a lot of practicing today, or what did you do?
We had a good session today. We got out there and played a lot of touches on the ball, but a lot of going at goal today. So it was good.
So now, Tyler, you played down in Harrisburg on Saturday, and from reports, the pitch wasn't exactly up to par. It was a little bit wet, actually a lot wet. But tell us about how that match went. Are you playing on the outside of midfield? How did that go?
The game went fairly well for us. You know, we got there. It was a small pitch, and it was like you said, it was pretty muddy. So the conditions weren't the best, but it was a good test for us for getting on a 6-hour bus trip and then getting out and playing a team that had a few good results. I think they've beaten the last couple university teams by 6 or 7 goals. So it was definitely a good tune-up for us. And, you know, it was a pretty scrappy game because of the conditions, but we fought hard and, you know, we couldn't get a goal, but we played very sound defensively. So it was a good game.
Now, Tyler, I want to let everybody know, first of all, we're speaking with Tyler Rosenlund from the Rhinos, if you didn't know that before, if you weren't listening from the very beginning of the show. And Tyler's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK. Kick season kicks off at home on Sunday, on Saturday, May 7th against the Charleston Battery. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, Tyler, just, you know, tell us a little bit about the preparation for the, you know, for the game against the Wilmington Hammerhead.
And the Richmond Kickers.
And the Richmond Kickers.
Yeah. Two games this weekend. I'm sure that's going to be a little bit interesting playing back-to-back. And by the way, Richmond and Wilmington, ladies and gentlemen, are about 4.5 hours apart. So it's not a hop, skip, and a jump, not like driving to Buffalo or something.
No. We're getting ready. It definitely helps that, you know, like last year, you know, Bob's not afraid to play a lot of bodies, you know. So whenever last year we had a couple of games that were close, you know, we ended up starting maybe 17, 18 different guys. And, you know, that's probably why we did so well last year during the season, is that we have a deep team. And it's the same again this year, especially we have 14 returning players. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see 16, 17 different players starting in the two games. And, you know, last year we went through, I think when we played Tampa Bay, we then had to fly to Puerto Rico and then play the following day. So we're used to it, and that's why this game on this past Saturday was good for us as well. Driving, we left at 7 a.m., got there at 2 and played a game at 4. So, you know, we'll be ready for it. And, you know, we've been training hard for almost 3 weeks now, 4 weeks. So everyone's excited for these two games. So everyone will be ready.
Going back to my Lancer days, then we were traveling with the bus. So you guys play a lot of cards?
Yeah, a lot of cards. You know, it's good. It's a good team bonding experience. So, you know, it's good. It's a lot of fun. A lot of banter goes on. So, it's good for the team morale.
You know, I gotta confess to you that in those days we used to have a lot of Brazilian players, and they used to love to sing "Mamaya Quero, Mamaya Quero," and they used to sing all time long, and they used to pound on the bass, you know, just making the rhythm song. It was so great.
Yeah.
So many, many memories.
I got a feeling everybody listens to their iPad or their iPhones.
Yeah. Now, yeah.
Yeah,
nobody sings.
As an iPod, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Richmond's already had two matches. They've won both their matches, and they've had some, you know, actual league games under their belt. And you got former Rhino Matthew Delicott, this big target up top, and Ryan Hines, your teammate from last year. I was a bit surprised to see him in the lineup for Richmond. I didn't know he'd been signed by them, but he certainly knows the Bob Lilly system, so I'm sure he's giving Coach Lake Hollishaw, a very experienced coach, a lot of pointers on what you guys might do. So you guys thinking of maybe shaking it up a little bit against them, or just going out and trying to play our game and beat them at their home park?
Yeah, you know, we know they're a good team, and you know, but we're worrying about ourselves right now, and we're going to go in there and play our game, and you know, we're not too worried about our opponents right now. We're just we're trying to focus on our own game right now. But it'll be good. With obviously Ryan Hines playing here last year, it'll be good to see him and play against him again. So, but I think we're ready, and we're looking forward to that game. That's for sure. Especially with the way we ended our season last year. So,
tell us a little bit about what you did during the off season, how you prepare for this season, and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, well, last season was this off season I went back to Vancouver and I did a lot of coaching, but you know, I was trying to get spend a lot of time in the gym and trying to improve on some of the aspects of my game that I need to improve on. So, you know, hopefully the hard work I did in the offseason will pay off this season. Maybe a few more goals in the back of the net. So we'll see. But definitely ready. Definitely anxious.
Now, Tyler, you were playing mostly central midfield last year. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, this year, with Tony Donatelli in the lineup, and he's more of a central player, are you going to be pretty much sitting out on the wing this time around?
You know what? I have no idea. You know, Bob's the one who makes the lineup, and, you know, I think Tony last year played for Montreal a wide attacking mid, center mid. You know, last year I played the majority game center mid, but I played out wide as well. So, you know, I'll play wherever coach wants me to play, and I'm sure that's the same for everyone. But, with a lot of the guys we have on our team, they might be center mids, but a lot of our guys can play all over the park. So,
what is your favorite position?
I prefer to play in the center midfield, but I'll play wherever. I like on the wide as well. So it's just something a little different out there as well.
I know Bob likes the versatile players who can play any position, and I don't know, maybe he'll stick you in goal if Neil doesn't have a good game. Who knows?
No, they got a reserve goalie.
Oh, you never know though. But you know, Bob might shake it up. I don't think that's really going to happen. But you know what, Tara, that is one of Bob's trademarks. He likes to have versatile players, and it certainly will help in having to play back-to-back matches this weekend.
No, exactly. So you know, we have a good squad. So you know, everyone's going to get some minutes. So. You know, Bob's a coach where he's not going to just stick with the same 11 and put 11 tire guys out there, right? So and we have a deep team. So you know, it definitely helped us during the season last year for us
well,
to
you know,
get that league title.
I've been following Bob for many, many years, even when he was with Montreal and Vancouver and Hershey. And let me tell you know, I have a lot of admiration for him because. He is a guy that can know how to motivate players. And the other day, when you guys had the scrimmage over here, you know that you know, we sat behind the bench, and we were able to see Baba work, actually instructing and hollering and try to get your guys to do the right thing. So I think that he's got his game down to pat, and I think that you know, the Rhinos are going to be a fantastic team this year and a winning team.
No, exactly. You know, everyone's got to be accountable on the field. He definitely makes sure that you are. But it comes down to the player itself. And, you know, you got to give your all out there. And, you know, he gets players that will.
Well, Tyler, we're still going to be looking forward to seeing you in action this weekend. Hopefully the game on Friday will be online. They're still working on that, I know. But Saturday's game against Wilmington, which is a 7:30 kickoff, hope that way we'll definitely be online to watch it. And then we look forward to seeing you at the kickoff dinner on the 27th of April at the Italian American Sport Club. And then on May 7th, the opener against the Charleston Battery. Thanks for being with us, and best of luck to you and the team this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Tyler Rosenlund, midfielder from the Rochester Rhinos, also played one match for the Canadian national team. He's definitely a quality player, played a couple seasons with Toronto FC, so certainly glad he's back. Him and Montel Galvan played together in college, so they know each other very well.
I like them both. I like Montel Galvan and I like him.
It's going to be a great kickoff for the Rhinos this weekend, Friday against Richmond, 7 o'clock according to the Richmond website, so... Definitely get ready to watch the games around 7 o'clock both nights. Go check out the pregame or whatever is going to be on the internet. We'll see what happens there, but I'm looking forward to it. And also looking forward to this coming Sunday is the Western New York Flash play their first ever match. It'll be on Fox Soccer Channel 6 p.m. against the Boston Breakers. And coming up next, we'll have Gina Lewandowski, one of the new signings for the Flash. Just signed a couple weeks ago, played in Germany last year. We'll talk to her next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are ready for action in their 16th season. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. against the Charleston Battery.
2011 Rhinos season tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Single game tickets and group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For season tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe, one of the players we saw in action on Saturday, she certainly did a number on the forwards from the Greece Cobras and did a great job in the center of the defense.
Oh, no. And it was a pleasure to watch her handle the ball and control the area, control the zone.
And she's one of the new signings for the Western New York Flash, just signed a couple of weeks ago. We're very happy to have with us Gina Lewandowski. And Gina's appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. Call 716-655-PLAY for season tickets. And the Rhinos also are selling individual tickets starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the stadium or through Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000. Gina, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Upstate New York.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no problem. And we're very impressed with you and Candace in the center of the defense on Saturday playing against the Greece Cobras. I know, was it tougher playing against the boys or tougher matching up against Birgit Prinz in practice when you're with Frankfurt?
Well, actually, in Frankfurt, we play a lot of boys' teams in the preseason round as well. So I've played against a lot of boys, but they're just a lot quicker. They're a lot stronger. I mean, obviously, Birgit is also strong and quick, but boys just have a little bit of speed on us sometimes. So it's not the same.
But you know, they're number seven from the Cobras. He missed a beautiful opportunity to score a goal. But then he give you guys some problem with the speed. What did you think about him?
Yeah, I mean, he clearly was one of their best players, especially up top. He had the speed, he had the technicality on the ball, and he was able to penetrate our defense and get a couple of shots off, but he wasn't as successful as probably he would have liked. So.
Now, Gina, according to Wikipedia, which we know is always true, not yeah, right?
Yes.
But Wednesday is your birthday, is that correct?
Correct, it is.
Happy birthday. And we also find, I guess, you have the same birthday, you're born the same day as Alex Morgan, not Alex Morgan, somebody else from the team. Actually, I saw it was the same birthday as yours, but I think Brittany Bach's birthday is today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hers is
How
today.
About that?
Are you guys having a party or what?
Well, we actually celebrate a little bit on Saturday, and we're going to probably maybe go out to dinner tomorrow or Wednesday. So
that'll be good for team bonding.
Yeah. So tell us, the preparation right now, because the game is so close, just a few days away. What is the preparation you guys going through right now to mental and physical, and what is required to get you guys to concentrate and get all kid up, for the game coming up?
I think, all of us are really, really excited, to get this season underway, especially being an expansion team in the WPS. And today we went through some team goals and some goals on and off the field, what we need to accomplish throughout the season and going into our first game. And we got on the field today, and we'll be doing singles and doubles this week to kind of, come together as a team, possession, set plays, just kind of do the things that we need to do to find our strengths on the field and hopefully, win a couple games this season. So,
well, Gina, you've been around soccer for a long, long time, and you pretty well know all the ropes and all the teams and all the, the troubles that the league has had in the past. And how do you see the league right now, stability, and of course you've been with the Flash right now, is the Flash one of the better organization, or how do you see the situation in Buffalo and Rochester?
From what I've seen so far, it's a great organization. Extremely supportive and have a lot to offer, and they're putting us in an environment to succeed as a team and as well as individually. And because this is my first season within the WPS, I can't compare teams personally, but I think on paper we have one of the best teams, and I think we'll be able to put the team together on the field so we can compete against all the other teams that have been in the league already. So I watched the game on Fox Soccer Channel last night, and they look good, and it looks like a step up from last year. So I think it's going to be a really, really competitive season this year.
It certainly is. And Gina, you came over from Germany. You played for the FFC Frankfurt for four seasons, and this was before the WPS and after WSA, so really it wasn't a professional league in the United States. Tell us about what it was like playing in Germany. How is it different than playing in the United States when you were in college or even preparing for this season with the Flash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, playing in Germany is definitely a step up from college soccer. The pace of the ball is a lot quicker. Technicality on the ball and tactically is also the players a lot better. I would say it compares about the same as the WPS. We've got a great league here and great league in Germany, and very technical players, good players. And playing in Germany, yes, it was a change. It was probably the most change, or the hardest part was the lifestyle and the language and trying to incorporate myself in the team and in the culture there. But a lot of the girls knew English, and they spoke English with me and were very helpful and encouraging in the beginning. And now that my German is a little better, I can do a lot more things off the field, whether it's going out to restaurants or doing things on my own. So being four years there, I've just been able to perfect my German a little bit, and as well playing in a type of environment that I have been with a lot of great players. I've been able to get better throughout the years over there.
Well, Gina, before we let you go, we had a request from my co-host's lady friend. Do you have any relatives in Rochester? Because I guess you know some people named Lewandowski locally.
I don't know. I don't think so. Not that I'm aware.
No, maybe second cousins twice removed or something like that. But
well, when we see you next, within the next couple of weeks, we're going to ask you some more.
Okay. Maybe we'll get
some of the Lewandowskis to come down.
Yeah, sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Tina, thank you very much for being with us, and best of luck to the team on Sunday against Boston. We'll certainly be watching on Fox Soccer Channel. Thanks again, and welcome to Upstate New York. We're very happy with the team.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem.
Have a good night. Happy birthday.
Gina Lewandowski from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, the Flash in action this Sunday, 6 p.m. kickoff on Fox Soccer Channel against the Boston Breakers. And the Rhinos in action Friday against Richmond at 7 o'clock. And the Wilmington Hammerheads Saturday at 7:30. Thanks to Tyler Rosenlund from the Rhinos, Eric Trendle, and Dave Selinsky, and Gina Lewandowski from the Flash, and Renee Meyer for setting up that interview.
And happy birthday to Brittany Buck.
That's right. Today's Brittany's birthday. Happy birthday to Brittany. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo with the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.